All right, from Avera St. Anthony's Hospital, we have Dr. Brian Young. And Doc, good morning.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
Do good. I guess we're going to talk about farm safety, but first we should talk about driving safety this morning and remind everybody to turn your headlights on.
Absolutely. It's one of the best things you can do.
Yeah, there you go. So make sure those headlights are on. All right. Well, Doc, we're kind of right in the middle. It's the spring planting. Hopefully everybody's pretty much got everything in the ground or close to it or getting there. Maybe.
Absolutely. It is. Everything should be getting ramped up again. And with the beautiful rain we had the last couple of weeks, it should really help things.
Yeah. And I know we've had some brandings going on and some people moving cattle and all that type of thing. But we're going to talk about farm safety today and just kind of go over some different tips here on ways we can be safe. Because I know probably during the height of ag season, unfortunately, the ER sees a few calls, probably.
Yes, we do. And a variety of calls, too. And that's kind of why, you know, it's a good thing to just talk just general principles on different farm safety things to try to keep everybody in this area as safe as possible.
All right. So let's go down the list and maybe give everybody just a good safety checklist here today for farm safety.
Let's do it.
All right. Clothing safety. What should we do with our clothes that we wear when they're working on the farm?
So main things we talk about is, you know, hearing protection when you're around any loud equipment, eye protection when you're around things that could be flying into your eyes. You know, we keep Dr. Getchell in, you know, pretty good business with that. But also, when you are wearing clothes, make sure they're not loose. So shirts are tucked in. You don't have any loose coats, loose sleeves. We've had people get jewelry caught in rotating equipment. We talked about long braids, actually, for females.
Oh, sure.
Can get caught up and wrapped up very quickly. So make sure your clothing is appropriate for what you're doing.
All right. No loose pieces around.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. How about chemical safety?
So we know with spraying season, we have a couple great spraying companies around, but we do know that many farmers have a lot of chemicals on the farm. Make sure you know what those are and make sure they're labeled properly. So if you do get into a spill, get exposed, come into the ER with symptoms of, you know, chemical exposure, we know what we're dealing with. That will help us out a lot. It'll also help out poison control as well.
All right. Road safety, we already mentioned, make sure your headlights are on.
Yes, headlights are a big thing. But also when you are moving equipment down the road, please make sure that your flashers are working, that you have your slow-moving vehicle signs that are on your equipment. Some people use a spotter vehicle with flashers to help, especially in some of the hill country. And then we would ask that if you do plan on moving big pieces of equipment to avoid high traffic times, you know, first thing in the morning, late at night, those type of things, to try to protect yourself and everybody on the road as much as possible.
Yeah, we got a lot of narrow county roads with a lot of hills. So,
yes, we do.
Yeah, be safe. Tractor safety. I know, I think we're even having a tractor safety course here in O'Neill for youth, but everybody could probably use another little dose of tractor safety.
Absolutely. And that course is a great course, too. I recommend any of our youth to take it. Couple things people don't think about with the tractors is, especially during the winter time, they will start them up in a closed building. Carbon monoxide is a pretty real deal, and it is deadly. So make sure everything is ventilated well. Also, as we get into haying season, even into harvest season later this year, make sure you have a fire extinguisher with you. You can get, hopefully, some small fires out before you have to call us on the fire department as well. It will take us a little while to get there. And then the newer tractors are all outfitted with a rollover protection system. Some of the older ones are not, but if they are in place, just make sure they're in good shape.
All right. We always hear this from our power company friends. Always look up.
Absolutely. You know, make sure you know what's over top. Electrical lines are over top. Easy to catch those with equipment, with augers as you're hauling, those type of things. If you do hit one, it's important just stay in place until the power company comes and kills that power. Don't try to jump off. If you see somebody who is into a charged vehicle, don't try to get them out until the power is killed.
Yeah, call your power company immediately. All right, PTO safety. This is another one, kind of goes back to the loose clothing.
Absolutely, and these are very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing with them. So most PTOs now all have guards in place. Make sure that those are in place and that they are functional. Don't step over them. Always go around. And the newer tractors, I know, will disengage automatically when you get out of the seat, but don't override that if you don't have to. Make sure that is always disengaged when you leave.
All right. And grain bin safety. I know that's always an important time of the year when people are either cleaning grain bins out or anything like that.
Yes. And with the grain bins, you know, what we want is make sure you're there in twos. So always let somebody know before you go into a grain bin. It's better to have somebody on site with you in case something happens. Make sure you're wearing your safety harness. A lot of them come with those now, and they are a wonderful piece of equipment. We have them on the fire department as well. People don't realize that as you empty them out, sometimes they form a hard crust on it. You could fall through very easily, so be mindful of that. And then with the sweep augers and everything on the inside, once again, don't stick your foot in it, but also be mindful that any loose clothing could be drawn into that very quickly.
All right. And then something we're all probably guilty of, and that's self-care. Trying to push just a little extra hard, aren't we, sometimes?
Absolutely, especially during busy season. Yes. They get, you know, you can work 20 hours a day if you can, and that's when accidents happen, when people are tired and they may not be as rested as they should be. They're not taking care of themselves. They're not eating well. That's when accidents will happen. And when you are out and about, even whether you're checking cows on a tractor, on a side-by-side, whatever, have a phone with you, and then make sure somebody knows that where you are at all times. Even out into a pasture, that way we know if you don't come back, we know where we need to be start looking. And, you know, make sure you're following all, you know, rules and guidelines of all the equipment that you're operating, and we'll have another safe year.
You bet. Yeah, man. That's the important part is we want everybody to have a great farm season and a great growing season and harvest season and calving and all that type of stuff that we've been going through. But we want everybody to get through it safely and avoid having to come and make a visit to the ER.
Absolutely. And we're always ready at the ER for anything. Yep. And we've got our project going now at the hospital. So that should be, you know, wrapping up here within the next year, which is a very exciting time for us. And then from the fire department side, I just finished up a farm extrication class down at fire school with members from across the state, which was a wonderful class to take. And we learned a lot of new stuff that we'll bring back to our department and area to assist with any accidents that may happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate the work you do with our volunteer fire departments and all the crews all around the area. I know it's been kind of a trying year with the fires that we had earlier and all of that, but we'd like to make it as quiet as the summer as possible.
That's the best way to have it.
All right, Doc, anything else this morning?
No, I guess one other thing I was going to mention here, we did restart our Saturday clinics at Avera.
Oh, okay.
Last Saturday was the first one. We'll now be doing them subsequent Saturdays from now on. Couple things with those. We are going to do a call-in system, so it'll be a limited amount that we will take in as the first come, first serve used to be. So Okay. That's exciting for us as well.
And the hours for that are?
We'll go from 9 to 11:30.
9 to 11:30, but yep. You do need to call.
Yep, we're going to try to schedule them a little bit just with kind of how, you know, COVID and everything's changing a little bit. We want to separate people a little bit. So.
All right, sounds good. Doc, appreciate you coming in this morning.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Dr. Brian Yant from Avera St. Anthony's Hospital.